It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Tuesday, November 20th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and I'm going to be taking you into a show put on by Ben Lee and Lena Dunham all about Oasis.
And I'll talk about a surprisingly unprecedented upcoming exhibit of rock instruments. But first, a few more of today's music headlines. Dean Ween of Ween. Do you need to say that Dean Ween is of Ween, or do people just know Dean Ween is in Ween?
I think you need to say of Ween.
I'll do it again. Dean Ween of Ween is opening a new concert venue in Denver, and the main attraction is legal marijuana.
All right, sure.
This is, except for the Snoop Dogg quote we're about to hear in the next story, this is my favorite quote of the week. Dean Ween says, "We think that we can offer a unique kind of musical experience for Denver and the world. I think cannabis and music make total, total sense together."
He would.
I love he's just like making that argument. You know what people haven't thought about doing? Getting high and listening to music.
First person to ever put those two together.
So the trick is that a 2016 law allows bars and restaurants to sell pot in Denver, but you still have to step outside to smoke it. On Monday, Snoop Dogg was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And who did he thank? Himself.
I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad mother.
Congratulations, Snoop Dogg, and we'd like to thank you, too. Janelle Monáe has signed a deal with Universal Pictures. Not to star in movies, although she's still doing plenty of that, to produce them.
Good, give her all the money.
Yeah. The multimedia stars film production company Wonderland Pictures will create movies focusing on, quote, underrepresented voices and groundbreaking perspectives, according to Deadline. The head of Universal, Donna Langley, says, quote, "There's an exciting artistic revolution taking place in our industry, and Janelle and the talented team at Wonderland are at the forefront." Among the roles that Janelle Monáe will be playing on camera, well, sort of on camera, is a role in the upcoming Harriet Tubman biopic. Not Harriet Tubman, but a role in that movie. And also, she's going to be in Disney's upcoming live-action remake of Lady and the Tramp.
Ooh, do we know who she's going to be?
Yeah, not Lady. She's going to be Peg. And now you might not offhand know who Peg was in Lady and the Tramp.
I do not.
She's the dog that sings "He's a Tramp."
He's a tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day.
A number of weeks back, Lena Dunham, who, if you need to know, she's best known as the writer and actor on Girls, she played Hannah, and singer-songwriter Ben Lee, they announced that they were going to be putting on this showcase at Largo Theater in L.A., where the topic would be a psychological exploration of the Gallagher brothers through song and reading. I personally love Oasis. I'm very fond of the quite quotable Liam and Noel, especially when they're getting really salty at each other. That's like my favorite part. But I wasn't really sure if there'd be enough fodder for a show. Well, apparently there was. People are posting photos where they seemed very happy, very pleased with the show. And there were a bunch of Hollywood celebrities that stopped by. Ione Skye, who will forever remind me of John Cusack, holding a boombox. Director Spike Jonze, Lisa Loeb was there. Even Brad Pitt showed up. Oasis gets him out of wherever he is.
This is still all very confusing to me, but it made a little more sense when I learned that it was a charity event.
Yeah, so it's a benefit for the Hollywood Food Coalition, and it featured an interpretive dance to Wonderwall. There were musical performances, storytelling, like creative storytelling about Noel and Liam, and quotes from the brothers themselves acted out on stage. So this was like an overarching, all-encompassing Oasis show.
Have we had any Gallagher brother reactions on Twitter?
Not yet, but maybe that's just because they haven't heard about it. So, Liam, Noel, please get at us. We want to know your thoughts. But yeah, from the photos posted online, it looks like everybody had a really fun time.
The Metropolitan Museum of Art has announced what Rolling Stone calls, quote, the first major art museum exhibition dedicated to the instruments of rock and roll.
I've always seen other instrument showcases places.
Is there not a whole museum?
Yeah.
Dedicated to the instruments and other artifacts of rock and roll? Well, yes, there is. And in fact, this exhibit is going to head to that museum after it's done at the Met. So yeah, when you put all those words together, okay, now you get it. It's the first time a major art museum like the Met has mounted a major exhibition dedicated to the instruments specifically of rock and roll. They did rock fashion 20 years ago. Now it's the instruments. You're like, okay, sure, no big deal. Guitars on display. But when you start reading the fine print, these guitars on display are pretty iconic. They're going to be instruments used by people like Elvis Presley, the Beatles, and the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton's guitar named Blackie, Eddie Van Halen's guitar named Frankenstein, Jerry Garcia had a guitar with a name, it's going to be in there too, Wolf will be at the Met. Now, if you're noticing a pattern here...
Yeah, seems very men-centric here.
There is one woman whose instrument is mentioned in the announcement. St. Vincent will have a guitar as part of the exhibit. But I hope, since the exhibit doesn't actually open until April 8th, they'll take the time in the meantime and gather some more instruments from female musicians, because there are plenty of iconic rock instruments played by women.
Who would you want to see?
How about Sister Rosetta Tharpe's guitar?
Yes, I'm on board for that.
How about a piano from Aretha Franklin?
Mm-hmm.
And I printed out a picture of this instrument, Jade, to show you what instrument played by a female musician I would want to see maybe more than any other instrument in the world.
Yeah, Lady Gaga playing a custom-made guitar. I mean, it is a ginormous piece. It should be there. But, I mean, there are other ones I'm thinking of. Stevie Nicks' tambourine? How can you leave that out? That better be in there.
Amen.
Yeah, if it's very guitar heavy, which it kind of sounds like it is. Loretta Lynn had this guitar that she used for years. It was like a $17 Harman made Sears acoustic that said her name on it. That should be in there for sure.
Totally. Well, even if some of these instruments don't make it into the show, which will be a bummer, it'll still be worth going to the exhibit, if only to see the guitar that Chuck Berry used to play the iconic opening lick for Johnny B. Goode. So for our viral content today, it's not a viral clip, but it's a viral campaign that's actually been successful. Mariah Carey fans have been campaigning to get hashtag justice for Glitter.
I've actually tried to force myself to watch Glitter twice. I've never made it all the way through.
Nor have I, but I'm not sad to see Glitter back on the charts. So fans have been campaigning for people to buy and stream and do whatever they need to do to push Mariah Carey's Glitter soundtrack from 2001 back up the charts. And in fact, it does now once again land in the top 20 on Billboard Soundtracks chart. Now, hopefully that sales spike will be enough to change the current total U.S. sales tally, which is, wait for it, 666,000.
Ooh, I want to just leave it there.
Well, anyway, that's a lot of records, not so many records for Mariah. It was a big downturn in the career of the person who was, after all, the biggest pop star of the 90s. When this album tanked in 2001, Virgin Records dropped Mariah Carey from a massive 5-album deal. Mariah Carey was briefly hospitalized after suffering an emotional breakdown. I'm glad to hear that Glitter is climbing back up the charts, because I actually learned something interesting and disturbing about this album in a recent book that I read, a memoir by Dorothy Carvello, who's a record executive in the 80s and 90s, and she confirmed a story that Mariah Carey herself had been telling about this album. So Mariah Carey used to be married to Tommy Mottola.
Yes.
Who was also the head of her then record label, Columbia. She dumped Tommy, left Columbia, and Tommy took revenge on her. While Glitter was in production, he's a record executive. It wasn't his label, but he was able to use his connections to see some early footage from the film and hear some early cuts of music for the movie. And he noticed that one of the songs that was going to be in the movie was a give-and-take duet with Ja Rule over a sample from the song Firecracker. So Tommy Mottola calls up his pal Irv Gotti at Murder, Inc. Records and says, yeah, you working on that J-Lo album? Here's what I want you to do. Give her a call and take duet with Ja Rule and use a sample from this song.
I'm real.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Jay, you just blew my mind.
I know. It comes out. It's amazing. And poor Jennifer Lopez has no idea the machinations here.
Mm-mm.
Whether Ja Rule does is kind of a question I would like to know the answer to.
He's just counting his dollar bills off that song. I don't think he cares either way.
Anyway, I'm Real came out, became a hit, and Mariah Carey had to drop the song that sounded like it from the Glitter soundtrack. The song that became the album's lead single, No Competition from Anyone, Loverboy, actually became Mariah Carey's first lead single on an album not to reach number one, which shows you how massively popular she was in the 90s and remained so in 2001. Because even though it didn't quite hit the top of the chart, it still got to number two because Mariah Carey. And that's today's music news. You can read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagel. Join us on Facebook, won't you? Just search for The Current Music News. You can join our group where we're trading all sorts of inside info on the making of this podcast on what's going on in the music news world. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories.